Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Hey, Take Two listeners. My name is Brian De Los Santos, and 10 years ago, I began my journalism career here as an intern for KPCC. Since then, I've moved into other newsrooms, but somehow kept finding my way back to the place where it all began. First, as an editor and now host for the new LA Studios podcast, How to LA, a show that hopes to serve the curious Angelino who wants to connect with our city, discover the new, navigate the confusing, and even drive some change along the way. I invite you to stick around and listen to an episode we did about conserving water, where I speak to Lynetta McElroy, a Lemur Park resident and water conservationist, and my colleague and climate emergency reporter, Aaron Stone, who walks us through the LA County water guidance. If you enjoy this episode, please follow How to LA from LA Studios wherever you listen to podcasts.
LA Studios.
We don't let that water just go down the drain. We catch that water.
All right. I want to talk to you guys about one of the basic but most needed things in life. Water. We can't live without it, but we can live with less of it. This is How to LA, the podcast from LA Studios that drops a little knowledge every episode about this city. Our mission is simple. Help you better connect with LA, discover the new, navigate the confusing, and even make some change along the way. I'm your host, Brian De Los Santos, and today we're going to hit on that last part, change. Congratulations, LA, you're doing your part to conserve. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power announced that last month, customers reduced their water usage by 11%, a record for July. So cheers to you, LA, we're all in this drought together. The thing is, we got to do more. Yeah, I know, it's a lot to process, but we are here to help you navigate this. Joining us with an assist is our colleague Erin Stone. She covers the climate emergency for LAist, and she's joining us today in the studio.
Hey, Brian.
So really quick, remind us what we're supposed to be doing to conserve water nowadays.
Right now, you should just be listening to what your local water district tells you. So if you live in LA, you just need to listen to those rules set by LADWP to water only twice a week, whether that's your lawn, your garden. Unless it's a food garden, you can always hand water your food.
So what I understand from your reporting is that we need to cut even more on water. What's going on right now?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it's kind of this weird catch-22 that when it's hotter, we use way more water. The West as a whole is facing what scientists call a mega drought. Angelenos have been cutting. We're down 11% at the latest numbers in July, but LA's goal is to get down to at least 15%. So we still have a ways to go, especially as we're in the middle of the hottest part of the year. August and September, as we well know in Southern California, tend to be really hot.
So what could we expect for the months ahead? Like, it gets really dry, it gets windy. Do you think at a certain point, officials are going to be like, you know what, we're going to cut off water pipes or something like that? Like, I don't know. Could it be that drastic?
In reality, no. The last place that they're going to cut off water is in cities. Despite the fact that we truly are in a severe situation, we're not literally about to run out of water tomorrow. So no, we're not in the next month going to see everyone's tap shut off. We will see probably increasingly strict watering restrictions, and it may even eventually end up to more indoor use restrictions, but we're not there yet.
Okay, folks, most of us are doing a good job so far, but clearly we gotta get creative. And let's be real, put in a little bit more work to really cut back. If you need a little inspiration, we have someone for you.
Yeah, so we're walking to meet Lynetta, who uses gray water to water her plants, her garden.
Wait, hold up. What's gray water?
Basically, reusing water before it goes down the drain.
We're here on a beautiful street in Lemert Park outside Lynetta McElroy's house. We're going to go check out her gray water recycling system and her food growing system and lots of other sustainability tips.
Just rang the doorbell. I think Lynetta should be home by now. Hi, it's Brian. I'm here with Erin.
Did you want to have a seat?
Yeah, let's
Would you like some water? No, I'm okay. Thank
That's
you.
Lynetta McElroy.
L-Y-N-E-T-T-A. M-C, capital E-L-R-O-Y.
She's a sustainability block leader for her neighborhood in Leimert Park.
When I was in elementary school, we lived in South Central Los Angeles, and we could not use the water fountains because of the lead. I wanted to right that wrong.
She says her experiences as a kid inspired her to conserve water whenever she could.
We were just brought up with not wasting. We just did not buy what we did not need. A few years ago, I was talking to a young lady renter, and she said how she just lets her water flow because she doesn't pay for it. Well, we're in a drought. We all pay for it.
I asked her what she says to people like me who rent but still want to do more to save water.
This may sound gross, but you might consider, do you have to flush every time?
Okay, guys, to be honest, I shared this with some friends and they weren't 100% for it. But check this out. An average flush uses about 1.5 gallons of water. It's worth asking yourself, maybe you could consider just for number one? I don't know, but there's other steps you can take.
When we wash our vegetables, we don't let that water just go down the drain. We catch that water. And then when that container gets full, we pour that into a pail. When that gets full, we water outside with it.
So then we'll go in the back.
We'll just put it here like the roses.
Mm-hmm. That's enough for there. And then, oh, what is this?
We just have this little raised garden, kale, thyme.
Her garden was so cute.
Rosemary.
She's got little raised beds with greens and herbs.
Oh, this is Ashitaba Kisuke, a Japanese herb that's supposed to be very healthy for you.
Rare plants in recycled plastic bins or wooden boxes, whatever she could find. She says she can grow about 20% of what her family eats right here in her garden.
Unfortunately, Los Angeles was designed as though water was a waste product. And that's why the water that goes from the storm drain goes to the ocean. A few years ago, there was a reimbursement of, I think it was $74 for getting a rain barrel.
Lynetta, being Lynetta, couldn't pass that opportunity up.
I got something that at that time cost like $75 and I got $74 back.
She had a bunch of tips and tricks just like that.
Lynetta, so with all the sustainability practices you have, for someone who's super intimidated about getting started, where do you suggest someone starts?
In your refrigerator. Start in your refrigerator. See if there's some garlic or some onion that's starting to sprout a little bit, or maybe a potato. You can get dirt at the 99-cent store. Get 2 packs of those. And then you just start there.
And you don't have to have a huge backyard to grow stuff like that. See, it's one of the things I love about Lynetta. She doesn't have this big old playbook. It wasn't handed to her. She's gone to the firehouse to take classes. She's looked up YouTube videos. She connects with people online. And yeah, a lot of what she does might be too intense for a lot of Angelenos, but she's inspiring these changes for the people in her community and helping them do what they can.
I think we're seeing the damage that has been done. If we own that, I'm not sure we could correct it, but at least we can slow it down.
I do want to ask you a question that we're asking a lot of people we interview. What does it mean to be an Angeleno?
It means that we are in one of the most progressive, diverse cities in the world. We believe in the possibilities, but we have to own those possibilities and we can't give our power away.
What was your one thing you walked away with? Or you thought about it and you gave it to someone else.
Saving some of those onions that start to grow little tendrils when I leave them a little too long.
I'm coming over for dinner for those onions.
We'll have to practice a little, some dishes for you, Brian. But okay. Yeah, we'll come up with something.
All right, for sure. Sounds like a plan. That's Erin Stone. She covers the climate emergency for LAS. Erin, thanks for hanging out with me today.
It was a pleasure, Brian.
By the way, remember those rebates Lynetta mentioned? Well, this March, they got way better. If you're a customer with the LADWP, you can buy a new high-efficiency washer and get up to $500 back. And up to $250 if you buy a low-flush toilet. Guys, that means you can get some of those new washers or toilets for free. We've got a list of all those rebates and more in our newsletter. Go subscribe at elias.com/howtola. And then treat yourself and the environment. It'll never be easier than that. All right, everyone. One final note for today. Erin mentioned up top that we're getting into the hottest part of the year. And you've probably heard by now, we're in the middle of a big heat wave. And it's going to be here for days. We want you to stay safe because extreme heat is no joke. So we got a bunch of tips and resources in our newsletter and at elias.com. But here's mine. When I was a kid, we used to cover our windows with tinfoil, shiny side out, to reflect the heat away. I think my dad found that tip. Take it or leave it, but I tell you, that room was the coolest one in the house. Anyway, this is How to LA. I'm Brian De Los Santos. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. Please stay cool, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.